Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl Nina Capone, and you are tuned into the hottest mixtape station in the world, in the Shoeless Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Don't mind me, baby. I'm taking over something. Don't get it. Let's take them all, champ.
Hello?
We here. My nigga. Quite low.
Fuck you, man.
rapping, they say I ain't working, but hop on my dick when they see me in person. I'm real in they face, so I'm making them nervous. I'm grinding and shining, you see through the curtain. You front on my squad, you will witness the murder. It's G's in my unit, my name is in Curtis. It's cunning that beef and I'm flipping that burger. My hoe is my strap and that bitch is the squirter. Fuck you mean, bad bitch and she ain't shit. Hit her once and she came back like the Heat did in game 6. She don't fuck with you, why? Cause she fuck with me. Cause I'm buzzing like a bumblebee. No farting, but we cousin T. Taste cast and I fucking leave. Infatuated with touching green. Out of town at the double tree. Kicking it like the play team. Flow hotter than summer Z. Talk real cause it's what I be. They made me sick and my stomach weak. Sitting on them, my flush and leave. Bankroll all on my mat. Money is all I fucking think. So I gotta keep on working, I'm thirsty and ain't got enough to drink. All I wanna do is grind, prove these niggas can't fuck with me. Wrong wasn't built in the day.
When you're 5 years old and you walk walking down the street, no food, no clothes. My mom died from pneumonia in a cold house. My brother died in the streets trying to save a mouse. Everybody got their war story, but rappers nowadays, no brains, no glory. Rapping for attention, but most of y'all bore me. Yelling at your chick cause she likes me and adore me. Oxymoron, you say you read Quran, but you never on your dean kill your own for a dream. Now do I have your attention? Hitting me, causing more dissension. Listen, I don't bow down, I'm a god. You rappers claiming God, but you just a facade. Teach your people how to walk with integrity, and maybe, little man, you might get respect from me. Pardon me.
Pardon me
for being a black man. I'm on my ill-ish.
It was pardon me for the technical interruptions. That was my boy Dante Diesel. We do got him on the line there. We're going to definitely bring him in. And nothing wants to work for Dante. Hey, Dante.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Dante Diesel. What's good?
What's up with you? I think that you causing me some technical difficulties and everything. I don't know. Let me hear you.
It happens, man. It happens. I mean, radio, it is what it is. We live. We live and direct.
You better know it. You better know it. Well, so I want to thank you for your patience first. But me and my partner sitting here, and, you know, we definitely feeling your movement, everything that you're doing. You know, I know I've known you for a while, and I'm a bit of a stalker, so I see a lot of stuff that you do, a lot of moves that you make. And it's time to share that with the industry's radio listeners. Shout out, I got my partner here with me, Mr. Critic.
Hey, what up, Dante?
What up, what up, what up, what up with you, big boy? What's good with you?
Hey, man.
It's all good. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show, you know what I mean? I know, like you said, we've known each other for a minute, but I'm it's funny, I'm on this side, but you should go this side because you definitely that performer too. You know, this city is full of tricks and games, but you should definitely be on that platform. You feel me?
Hey, it is what it is. You know, sometimes we got to step out because we get back in, or we get in how we fit in, you know?
Right.
That's what it is. That's definitely what it is. So I'm going to jump right into it because I got a lot of questions. You know, I know that you're an artist. I know you do a lot of other things, but I want to start first with your artistry here. I want to start by asking you first to describe yourself in two words.
Dante Diesel. It is what it is. Like, I mean,
right,
at the end of the...
Talk about that. I
give you two letters. EQ.
EQ. And see, this is what I want to know about. That takes me to my next question. How does EQ or Dante Diesel, how does that relate to who you are as an artist?
Well, I mean, I started out in the industry as EQ. You know, I did a lot of work, opened up a lot of shows for a lot of different people. I mean, I've been in the game since Jack Frost was Big Tab, you know what I'm saying, when Dancers Nightclub was on 7th and Filbert. A lot of people don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I opened up for many people, from your Biggie Smalls, your Wu-Tangs, and M.O.P. and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So I was using EQ for a long time, and it kind of got, to me, it was like, after people hear your name for a long time, it kind of got, like, dated for me. So it was like 2 years ago, I said I wanted to change up my whole image, you know what I mean? Went with the bald head, the whole nine, and I just changed into Dante Diesel. And Dante Diesel is just all the music, like all the new stuff you're hearing now, the new vibe, the new flavor, bringing back, like, that old school samples, but like with a new school vibe. Like that's all Dante Diesel. And now when I use EQ Philly, you're gonna hear mostly about that with the movies and the video production and stuff like that. So I use the EQ Philly just specifically for that. But as far as Dante Diesel, I use that for the music.
That's what's up. He split it up to keep your identity alive. I like that. So as far as your craft goes, I mean, just the music itself, before we get into the movies and the videos and everything else, I got a million questions, but as far as your craft goes, do you feel like you mastered it already?
I mean, I say I mastered a couple things. I mean, I guess you'll never be a total master of it because you constantly learn every day. But, like, look, I went to school for a DART Institute for Music and Video Production, so I engineer very well, you know what I'm saying? So I believe I conquered that entity as far as engineering and producing tracks and songs.
Right.
As far as, like, artistry, I mean, you know, like I said, you can't really master that because times change and you got to change with the time. So I learned how to adapt very quickly. So, you know, I can be a chameleon when it comes to that. So I believe I adapted very well. I don't know as far as mastering. I don't know you can ever master because, like I said, times change.
Right.
And you got to stay on top of that. But as far as musically, I think for me personally, I done came to a crossroads with music. And I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of people on the line probably, you know, that do hip-hop. And you know, to them, this new wave of hip-hop, this is it, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
Truthfully, man, I done heard everything under the sun, you know what I mean, as far as lyrically, how you can drop something, metaphorically, you know what I'm saying? I mean, even battle raps right now has, like, the new ear for a lot of people. And, you know, the way they dropping these bars, I got to commend them for it because at least that brings back the real hip-hop element. But when it comes to these songs, man, to me, a lot of them are dated, you know what I'm saying, because they
right.
don't last long. You know, they don't have no soul,
right.
no feeling, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of them got a catchy hooks, but you can't remember the number one hit from last week. You just can't because
no.
they don't.
Yeah, it's
they,
over
they,
for them, right.
Yeah, it's over for them. So, you know what I mean? So, me personally, people that like hip-hop, they listen to me, you know what I'm saying? I got like 3-4 albums on iTunes right now, and I'm on Spotify and iHeartRadio, all that, you know what I'm saying? And when they buy my stuff, they buying it because they like hip-hop. They like how I changed my style to where I still got a new school flow, but I still bring back that old school element. So that's what they like about me, you know what I mean? I got millions of DJs
right.
from the Fleet DJs, Bum Squad DJs, Core DJs. Everybody support me across the country, like, as far as my music is concerned, you know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
You know what I mean? It's love, you know what I mean, as far as that's concerned, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to International DJ Cafe in Philly, you know.
Shout out to all the DJs because they hold us down, right? Us indie artists.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they hold me down I go out to all the events for the DJs, you know what I'm saying, and they hold me down very well, you know what I'm saying? Like, they play all my new tracks, you know what I mean? They pump them out before anybody else get them, and then actually I get DJs across the country that hear it on SoundCloud that know about the DJ Cafe and hit me up and be like, send me drops. So I do like a month, at least 200 drops a month for DJs, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. Well, looks like we got some callers on the line and some people that may want to ask you some questions besides me. I'm selfish, but I guess I'll go ahead and bring them on the line. Let's bring the first caller on the line here. And we have 2883. What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Is this me? Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Hey, what's going down? It's Mr. Herb, man. Shout out to Dante Diesel in the building.
What up, Herb?
Man, nothing much, man. Look, you know, I see you up, but I had to jump on and holler at you, man. Look, keep doing your thing, man. I know you know that, and I know you're going to keep doing it, but I just want to say it personally, man. I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? And for those of y'all who don't know, EQ has been an inspiration to a lot of cats out there, and he's been doing it. You know what I'm saying? He the one that put a lot of cats on how they need to start doing it professional. So big up to EQ, Illadelph Style, Dante Diesel holding it down, man. I just wanted to throw that in.
That's love. That's definitely love. I want to thank you for hollering at us.
You know what's
no
so funny? That's Mr. Hurd was, I mean, me and him did tracks back in the day. I mean, that's my man. Like, we good people,
wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know he's showing a lot of respect. He gave you a double shout-out.
right. He put both of them in the track there. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. But Dante, you know, like, I know you've been around, I mean, you've been around probably as long as me, and, you know, I've been around for a couple years. And, as we do our thing, like, I know I have some issues, and I'm going to touch a little more on it, but I want to know, what do you think about, what is your take right now on the current state of music?
Well, like I said before, I mean, music right now, it needs an overdraft, you know what I mean, like a bath, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of, listen, I mean, the industry has sold itself out to the fact that since they can't make money and they're doing these 360 deals or whatever, they just putting out anything to wash away hip-hop, because if you notice, really, hip-hop is not even number one on the charts anymore. It's more that pop music. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Like, to me, they used it for what it was worth. You know what I mean? Commercials, anything, jingles, different things like that, and really like, got it out the way so it couldn't, you know what I mean, prosper anymore. And now people think that if you make a quick, fast hit or melody or catchy tune or whatever, you know what I'm saying, it's all about that fast money. And then, like, how to get in the game is totally different now. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of payola is going on. I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest and be real about it. A lot of payola is going on. I mean, for the radio, I'm talking about national radio stations, different things like that.
Right.
You got publicists coming up to you saying, oh, yeah, we'll put you on for thousands of dollars or whatever the case may be, and hopefully we get you in rotation. And that's like a hopefully type thing. That's not even guaranteed if your budget ain't big enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the way to get on is different. You know what I'm saying? You got DJs that's on the radio, that's the national radio I'm talking about, not underground, but national radio stations that won't even give you a time of day unless you know what I'm saying, coming out of pocket for some sort of reason or whatever the case may be. And we don't spit names or anything like that, but it's just the reality of it is they done used hip-hop so much to where now, like, only people that's really getting on is big bank people, and some of them big bank people ain't really got the skills to really take the
like
next
the
generation to the next level.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to bring in, I'm on YouTube all the time looking for stuff to talk about, looking for stuff to catch my attention. And something caught my attention the other day. One of my up-and-coming shows I have coming up with this new thing with some teenage rappers, these boys rapping about dick. I don't even know how else to say it. It just made me, it floored me being a mom, and these kids are like maybe 12, between the ages of 12 and 14. And
I saw that,
like,
joint.
Yeah. I fell to the floor, tears came to my eyes, I didn't know how to react.
It was a fallacious cipher.
Yeah, I saw that joint, and you got to understand the time frame we live in right now. Like, it wasn't cool to be gay back in the day because, you know, you got your ass whipped. And today, it's more of an open field for the young boys to come out, and they, you know, if they on that level, they gay or whatever the case may be, it's okay to rap. But it's not only them. Actually, it's another boy that he gay, and he actually got a dudes in the video working. I forgot the name of the
young
song.
Fly
but like,
Young Fly Red. Right. Yes.
Right. So,
yes.
So like, now we in an open field right now. I mean, it reminds me of the Bible where they talked about Sodom and Gomorrah and stuff like that. It just kind of reminds me of how open it is right now to just do whatever you want. And at the end of the day, you know, you got a lot of kids are confused. You know what I'm saying? And with that confusion, it's just going to bring on more confusion. So, I mean, I don't knock nobody for what they are. You know what I'm saying? You are what you are. And if you was born that way or whatever the case may be, or you fell into it, whatever the case may be, or something fell into you, whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I just think certain things are for certain places. And I think on a national form, especially, look, our men of color, you know what I mean? We already get the bad end of the deal. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
as far as
right.
just being black, period. And then now you're getting on camera and you acting like this ignorant to life type boy, and that automatically gives us even more of a bad name. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, I don't know. And you know, I mean, there's so many social issues across the board. We'll be here all day talking about the social issues. But let's look at the fact that black men right now are targeted. You know what I'm saying? From Florida
to
L.A., we getting shot. You know what I'm saying? And they calling it stand your ground. You know what I mean? We're being targeted. And then you come on film and, I mean, on music, on wax, and you're talking about how openly you this and you that and the third. And you don't give us as a people a good name or a good look. You know
right.
what I'm saying? To other cultures
right.
stick
Not
together,
at all.
Man. Other cultures stick together and they show their true colors, man. They vibe together. And I'm just saying, for us, man, we just so isolated. We confused. We don't know our roots. We don't know where we come from. You know what I mean? Your name is illegitimate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just that we don't know anything about us. And then we come over, and we're over here now, and we don't even have an identity. So kids are just
right.
growing up not even having no identity. It's just it's sad along the way, but at the end of the day, it just takes more artists like, you know, myself, Mr. Heard, my cousin, Henny Bangers, you know what I mean? Like, people that's just bringing hip-hop and good vibes back to the table to just, you know, come to the forefront. And it just takes more people to listen, that's all. You know, it is
right,
what it is.
Right, right. Well, you got callers calling in, so we're going to take another call, and then I'm going to make some more questions and then possibly play a song. So let's take the next call, see who we got here. We got 8162. State your name. Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Netta. How you doing, Nina?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. What's up, Dante Diesel?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. I just want to know, when you going to stop threatening everybody about you going to retire and shit? Stop playing, okay? You know you ain't going nowhere.
Every time I say that, I keep saying it, right? But then my little cousin come over and be like, let's do a song. So like I get the buzz back in, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, like for real, my mind is focused on these movies, like, cause I know right now in the city, I mean, I'm on my fourth movie right now, and I know nobody ain't doing movies like me, so I'm kind of like going in that direction because I can't rap forever. Come on, let's just be honest. Like at the end of the day, I'm looking at it and I'm like, all right, yeah, it's fun for right now. I'm just doing it for the love of it. But really, yeah, I'm really, it's coming. You know what I mean? But I don't want to, but it's coming.
It's
coming.
It's not happening. He going to keep rapping, Yada. Don't worry about it.
I know. It's in his blood. It's in his blood. He can't give it up. So, you know, it's all good. We need you to stick around, you know, Mr. Dante Diesel.
I appreciate it, though. I swear. That's funny.
That's what it's about. Thank you, Yada. Oh, shout out. Inspiration. We all need
Yeah.
it.
Shout out to everybody on the show and everything that called through. I'm surprised y'all do not know who this is. This is Fire Check. How y'all doing?
I knew it was fire. Listen, when I heard the voice, I said, I knew that was fire. I said, I won't play myself, though. But I knew that was you. I had a feeling that was you. What's up?
How you doing?
I
just wanted to show some love.
Air It Out Radio. That's my girl, Air It Out Radio.
Nina, I'm surprised you ain't on my voice either.
I know. I was flipping. I was being a host.
I get it. I understand. She was like, yeah, Netta, so anyway. So, yeah, I wanted to show you some love, both of y'all some love, and come through. I finally caught your show, so I'm happy that I'm on here. I'm like, yes, I finally caught it.
I'm finally back. I've been gone for a minute. Now I'm back with Dante Diesel to jump off. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I feel privileged right now. I'm like, it's on.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you was still on. My bad. I'm sorry. But shout out to everybody that's on the line, Mr. Dante Diesel, Nina, you know what I mean? Nina always doing her thing. So shout out to her. And, you know.
Thank you.
Just wanted
Thank
to show
you,
some
love.
Love. Just wanted to show some love. All right, Dave. Oh, I'm going to let y'all go. You. Do your thing, Dante. All right.
All right, Dave.
Thanks. Bye.
Love you.
Well, see, we got that shout out to Air It Out Radio. She always hold me down no matter what. Even if it's just a pep talk to get my behind back on the radio. That woman, Miss Fire Chick, she is really the fire chick. She be like, Nina, get your ass on the radio. Love her.
Right.
So shout out to Fire, always. And you've been an inspiration to all of us that's been out here. And like you said, you've been trying to retire. And I also know the struggle of retiring. I'm trying to get this radio stuff going and all the other things I do on the back end. And my company's up and running, but I keep getting pulled into the studio. So
yeah.
I definitely know the struggle with that.
You know, but you know what it is for me? I mean, today everybody got short attention spans. So as I'm preparing myself for these movies, which is a longer process, I just keep putting out singles just to stay relevant more so than anything.
That makes sense. So tell me a little bit about the movie thing that you got going on here.
Well, right now, this will be my fourth movie. The movie I'm working on now is called Bully. We should be in the production stages, hopefully, by the mid-June to start. I privately cast. I don't really do a lot of open cast just because I kind of know what I want, and I want dedicated people. And sometimes when you do an open cast, you get a lot of BS. So I kind of like privately cast for people that I know that's going to be really serious about the situation. And actually, I got Fire helping me on this situation with this movie. She's on the back end making sure that we get the right scenery and the different spots we need to shoot at and stuff like that. So I love her for that, you know what I mean, helping me out with that. But this movie Bully is going to be a situation. You know, they have the National Bully Campaign going on across the country. So what I did was I didn't want to attack it from a school end. I attacked it from a family-orientated end where, you know, the father's a bully at work, the son is a bully at school, and the mom has cancer, and they're in a biracial relationship. So I wanted to tackle all the issues that's up today and bring them all into one circle, you know what I'm saying? So this movie is going to be definitely tight as far as the outcome and different things. I can't go into detail right now because I don't have the defined script or how I really want to say it to you, but it's a deep movie. It's going to be a good look. My last movie was Change the Beat. Actually, a lot of the Air It Out crew was in that joint, with also Laz Donna, my man Rome, a lot of people was in that joint. So Dakota Black. So that was we didn't put that in the Philly Film Festival, but I was looking to we had it on TV for the Roku station. I don't know if you know anything about that, but it was actually on TV across the nation with my man Rob Swartz from Who Mag Magazine. Okay. So he had it on TV for that. My prior movie to that was with Doodlebug from Diggable Planets. He did that joint for free for me. It was called Concealed Habitat. I had Sandman in that joint. And that joint was actually in the Philadelphia Film Festival as up-and-coming Film Director of the Year. And so those two movies was moving, you know what I mean? And they're still in circulation right now. And I only do film premieres. I don't put them actually on DVD until, like, a few years later so that people won't bootleg it and it's out the way, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a treat when you actually see the movie. So I do a lot of premieres across, like, state to state. Like, I go to every college and every open theater that may allow me to promote it there. So that's how I do all my movies. I'm doing it like a Tyler Perry does his plays. Put it in the, tour with it, make the money off of it, and then put it out. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we make the money off the movie.
That's definitely dope. That's what's up. So just now I'm wondering, how many hours a week would you say that you dedicate to your craft?
I work 10 hours a day. Anything else after that, you know what I'm saying, is my craft. So, and that's the real honest to God truth. I guess I get about 3 to 4 hours of sleep a day, 3-4 hours sleep a day, because I'm constantly grinding, whether I'm shooting somebody else's video for their music, or I'm shooting my own videos for my music, or I'm now starting to get into, like, short films where I do, like, 5 to 7 minute films, stuff to just put out so people can just see the craft in the making, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm always working. Like, there's not a day that I don't go by that I'm not either writing, producing, rapping, or just shooting videos, man. Like, so when you say mastering the craft, I got it to a T to where my timeline is always busy and people always calling me on the low-low. You know what I'm saying? For people that don't know the history, Philly, when World Star Hip Hop first came out and people was looking at Philly, you know, to get on the scene, I was the first Philly hip hop artist, videographer to give World Star a good look when they had with Gilly, E-Ness, Oskino, Reed Dollis, they had this song called Out Here Grinding, and that joint had like 300,000 to 600,000 views on that joint on World Star, and I shot that video for them. And it was just funny, because I've been doing, like I said, I've been doing this for a while, and it's funny, like, all the people I dealt with in the city, but, you know, it's kind of hard when you don't see them reciprocate that love back, you know what I mean, say shout out, you know, whatever the case may be. So I'm just learning, I had to learn the game, you know what I mean? The game is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I just had to learn
it. Right. And I think we all struggle with that. I mean, we're artists, and you and I both know we've given a lot to the game, period. You know, I've done a lot of major concerts, and I've been behind the scenes of a lot of things, a lot of money spent out there, and, you know, no love was given back, and that's fine. You know, I learned, and, you know, I had my moments of being upset and being mad for a few seconds. I got over it, got back out here and continued to grind, moving on to city, and that's what it's about. It's still about loving what you do and doing it for you, not everybody else. So, you know, big ups for that. You definitely out here doing your thing. I should have asked how many hours you get to sleep, not how many hours you dedicate, because
four to four and a half, sometimes five. It just depends how I work my day and my night. You know what I mean? But 5 hours sleep, get up, go to work, do the work for the man for a minute, and then come home and do my craft. Because you got to have two hustles, you know what I'm saying? You just can't survive off
tell
one.
Tell me about
one.
It. Tell me about it. I got four myself, so I don't know when I sleep. I'm not even sure. I don't remember. I black out here and there and get up and get back to the grind. You already know.
Yeah, I make my little pennies everywhere. I do people album covers, graphics, everything. You know what I'm saying? So like, there's not one thing I can't do when it comes to this entertainment thing. Like, I really do this.
That's what's up. Cause you know what we've become, and I mean you yourself, you're an inspiration to those who don't think that this is possible. You know, I had the opportunity to meet someone who didn't know that. Hey, I can actually do all of that, or that's real people live like that. You know, a lot of people don't know that. Some of us just live off of the grind. You know, for years I didn't work. I did my music. I did my shows. I did my radio show, you know, and that was my income. And a lot of people, you know, they're like, well, what do you work at? I'm like, this is my job. I host shows, and this is what I do, you know. So, you know, it's a grind.
Yeah.
It's a hustle. And shout out to anybody that can get through it.
I kind of had, at one point in time, I was more hustling with the craft. When I was one of the only videographers out there that was really popping, but now everybody and their mama got a camera and they swear they can shoot these videos. So I kind of fell back, you know what I'm saying? You know,
because they want
to pay $100. They got what they call it, champagne taste but beer budgets. You know what I'm saying? You know,
woo!
Just to bring my equipment out alone, like, you know what I'm saying, and the gas to get to your destination and then shooting all
right.
that. It's way over $100, but $100 videos don't even tantalize my appetite, my taste buds. You feel what I'm saying? I just can't do it.
That's what's out here, though. A lot of people think that what we do is free. Like, my service is not for free. Like, everything that we do behind the scenes, we got to pay for it. You got to pay. We need our time paid for it. If it's just even our time, like, you know, your website to promote, to put this stuff out, to bring your cameras out the house, to hire people to hold stuff for you. So, you know, like, keep grinding, you know, and I'm on my job trying to educate people the price of what it costs to put into your craft. That's my job. I got you. I got you. I'm going to hold you down out here.
That's what's up. Oh, just to remind people, you know what I mean, your boy, you know what I mean, got a 3.9 grade average. I'm at DeVry for Computer Information Systems Web Development Application. So, yeah, I don't just do this music stuff. I'm kind of a nerd, too, so I kind of do that, too. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to scream. You know I'm going to scream? Because me and Mr. Critic, we're both technicians as well. So, you know, I do the web design and all the graphics, and we both do IT. I'm
right.
a coordinator. He's a team lead. This is what we do for a living as well. So it's kind of dope. You know, shout out to the geeks in effect. This is what we do.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that plays a huge part in what we do. I think a lot of artists, I've met a lot of artists who are tech geeks on the side, because it's like it allows us that creative spirit as well. But, you know, like how does your work life apply to your music life, or your life is different? So we're just going to say your other life.
Yeah, you know, it don't relate at all. I'm a federal officer. I work for immigration. So, like, it kind of don't relate at all. I mean, it's like, only thing that might relate is the fact that security is involved. You know what I'm saying? So with entertainment,
right.
you need security. So I got a lot of connections with people that would hold me down when I'm doing shows
really,
or if I'm doing
really,
movie
yeah.
events and stuff.
Right, more than me. You got more jobs than me. Now, I feel like, you know what, I don't know. You make me feel lazy right now. I feel real lazy. I don't know. I was on my thing, but I'm like, dang, I'm slacking. I got to get on my grind. I ain't hustling
yeah,
good enough.
I have to listen to the helmet. I know I could fit in at least 4, 5, maybe 6 more jobs.
Yeah.
Right.
I get it.
You know, if the thing is, man, it's like this. I just get up and go. Because I sleep when it's over. You know what I'm saying? I look at it like that. You know what I mean? Sleep when it's over. Right now, it's like get up and go mode, because I don't want to be 60, 70 talking about I wish I would have, could have. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like
right.
always in go mode. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said, well, I got a project. If it sounds good, if it's ready for motion, let's go. I'm like, I'm always in go mode. You know what I mean? So I don't never have time to just sit back and say, oh, I'm tired. I do be tired, but, you know, I get my energy drinks going. I got my bullet. Well, it's not really a bullet, but it's close to a bullet. You know what I'm saying? It's $20,
right.
so it still do my thing. And I still drink. I drink good. I take my vitamins,
and I keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm always in go mode. You know what I mean? We in the studio now with my cousin Henny Bangers. Shout out to him right now, and we just laid a track. I got a new track that probably be online tomorrow morning. It's called it's about that time I took the old Schoolie B sample and funk that joint up. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be crazy. So you know what I mean? I'm always in go mode. And we just finished the song before we got on the radio station. That's just funny because I said we got to finish this because I'm going to be on the radio. He's like, all right, let's go. Go, move. Done.
That's dope, though, because you know what? A lot of people, you know, we, like, try to get on this, you know, like, all right, we're discussing this interview. And they're like, I'll go to the studio. Okay, but you can call into the show. Like, what are you doing? Like, come on, let's go ahead. You're in the studio. That's even better. Have everybody there call in and, you know, y'all do y'all thing on the air. So this is about, it's really about promoting yourself. Like I tell people, like we have listeners. I have tons and tons of listeners. I think we're at, what, 4.2 now?
4.2, yeah.
We have the app now. We have the app just out there floating, constantly being downloaded. It's free. You know, we in all free markets, Apple, BlackBerry, and Android markets. There's just so much stuff going on. And it's like right now I'm trying to find the artists that I know, the historians, the vets. You know what I mean? It's been out here grinding like I have all these years. You know, I tell people, Industries Radio, we are the voice of the artist. We represent you and what you do. And we try to make sure that people know that we're still here. There's still some good music out here. We may be considered underground or off the scene, but we're out here making music. So, like, where can people find you as far as your links, websites, things like that?
Well, the website I had up for since 2002, I update it every 6 months. It's illadelstyles.com, illadelstyles.com. It got your Twitter links, Instagram, Facebook. I'm on thisis50.com, Rock for Life. I'm on all your social media networks that's necessary, Vine, all of that. You know what I mean? Like, I got to connect with everything. So, also, like I said, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Radio, or RDO, however you pronounce that thing. But so illadelstyles.com is the main site, but you can connect with everything else through that. It has the links for the movie trailers. It has the links for the services I provide. It has the links for all the music. So, like, it's just like the main hub for everything that you need with Dante Diesel. But if you're just that lazy and you don't want to go to the website, hit me up on Facebook, Dante Diesel, Illadel Styles, or hit me up on Instagram, follow Dante Diesel, a.k.a. EQ Philly. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, you know. I know some people just don't want to do this and don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Just hit me up.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, if it's a vibe, it's a good vibe, we're going to vibe out. We might make a couple of songs together. So shout out to everybody that I've been networking with. You know what I mean? You know who you is. There's too many names to name. But I love y'all, just like y'all, my brother and my sister. And I just hope that Philly one day will be able to be at that level to where New York recognizes that we are a major city, because all our talent comes
right
from here anyway. We just end up branching
absolutely
off somewhere else. But we should have our own TV shows here. That's how major this city is, with the talent and everything that comes from here. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right. I agree.
You know,
you're working on it. That's what you're
I'm
doing.
Definitely
you're
working
doing.
On it, and I'm definitely working on the connects to make that happen. Everything takes time, you know what I'm saying? But I'm maturing enough to where they see what I can bring to the table. So we'll see how it works in the future. I'm not sweating nothing, man. I do this for the love, man. Hip hop is in my veins, man. It's like something I live and breathe, eat, sleep. This is something I do. So if you ain't doing this for the love of the art, I mean, money going to come. You got to do it for the love of the art first. And you got to appreciate the fact that you can do this, because a lot of people can't do this. You know, and not to even go on a tangent, but in Europe, they take our music more serious than we do. Don't you know that we started beatboxing, okay, and we let it go. Like, we did it. Oh, it's over now. It's a fad.
Right,
they hold
right
beatbox concerts over there. I'm talking about 20,000 people come out to see two guys on stage and beatbox.
Right, right.
That's history within itself,
so
like, to see that. So,
But no, it's amazing how, like, even the underground music, the music that I play, you know, over in the UK, my show was rated as the Philly mixtape. I'm like, what? I'm like, really? I didn't even feel like that was what it was, but That was the label of it. People wanted to hear that Philly sound. They knew I was promoting Philly artists. So, it, you know, it grabbed a big buzz, and it did what it did. And it actually hit, you know, it hit hard overseas more than it hit here. And in the States, which is fine with me. But, you know, it's a good look, and you're right. Overseas is where it's at. They still have that love and that culture in them. So, you know, we push it out, and I encourage any new up-and-coming artist, if you got music and you want to get heard, get it out there. Don't just kind of stay stable to your city or your hometown or being around your state, your zone.
Right.
Get out of it, you know. You got to come out of it. Like,
I can't stress enough, get your copyrights, man. Get your publishing. You got ASCAP. You got BMI. You got SASAC. Get your business right, because it's called the music business. And if you ain't got your business right, you're just gaffling yourself, because independent is where it's at right now. To be an independent artist in this society right now is where it's at. So you might as well get your business right. Get your LLC for your little company. Get everything together, because when tax time comes at the end of the year, you can claim all the stuff you want to claim back. I don't understand why people say, I'm an artist, so I'm a rapper, and don't want to get on top of their business sense. Come on. That's business etiquette 101, you know what I'm saying? You know, get on top of your business.
You'd be surprised at people. I mean, that's what my job, you know, it's one of my companies that we teach artists that. And you'd be amazed at how many clients I have, unfortunately, who don't know anything about the business side of the music business. So it's a big ticket, and it's extremely important. It's more important than you recording a song. And, you know, a lot of artists don't understand it. You got to have your business right first and make money off of it. Stop rapping for free. You know,
right.
So we've definitely got a lot to do as far as the education is concerned, especially with the new artists, artists that think they want to be independent all of a sudden, and they want to jump in the room and they don't know what direction to go. So it's up to us veterans to teach them and really educate them, and we can put the information out there, and if they're willing to listen, you know, here it is. So. I want to play one of your songs. I want to play one more of your joints. We played Pardon Me, which I'm definitely feeling, and Like You. I have the next one is good. Like You. I want to play
you
song,
can check
but
out
I'm not going to hold you up. Huh?
You can check out the video on YouTube for Like You. Pardon Me, the video coming for that real soon, but we haven't touched base on how we want to shoot it. But the Like You video we just shot not too long ago, like a month ago. So definitely
okay.
Check that out on YouTube by Dante Diesel, your boy. And we just grinding over here. First of all, I want to thank both of y'all for the opportunity to be on your show once again, because when you talk about underground radio stations, that's the streets to me. That lets people that don't listen to the regular radio hear what's popping really on the underground. And y'all,
right.
And I got to get shout to y'all show, you know what I'm saying, to you, and just for the opportunity to be on the show. And I love y'all for that, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of people don't look out for people like me, you know what I mean? So one love right here. I wish y'all the best on this show, and you know what I mean, keep it vibing, you know what I mean?
Definitely, and thank you. Thank you for taking the time to join us this evening, and, you know, keep grinding. I know you in the studio, so we're going to let you get back to what you're doing. And we're going to show you a little bit of love here before we get off the air. And
Can I shout some people out real quick?
Please, by all means.
Yeah, get the shout out.
Yeah, definitely. I want to shout out the International DJ Cafe, the Fleet DJs, my man DJ A, who always look out for me, and DJ Upgrade, DJ Real, the Bum Squad DJs, my man DJ Bishop in New Jersey, and all the Bum Squad DJs, and just all the artists and MCs out of Philly, you know what I'm saying, that's been following the movement. Shout out to Ms. Porter and Ricky Scarfo for all their support and love. And, you know, I mean, shout out my team, Henny Bangers, you know what I'm saying, True Death, the whole Cray Nation movement, my man, everybody, just shout out everybody, man. I'll be here all day. But just shout out everybody on the situation, and y'all keep following the movement. And check out, when you hear the name Bully and you see the trailer for Bully, make sure y'all peep that and support that situation, because it's definitely going to be a big movement.
No doubt. Make sure you keep me in the loop. Keep both of us in the loop, Mr. Critic, and Nina Capone, of course. Let us know what's going on. You know, we got you. We definitely hold you down, and we about that support life. So just let me know what's going on, and we there.
That's right, Donna. Stay on go.
Yes, stop, that's right. Go. Green mean go, baby. Green mean go.
real. That's what's up. Well, I'm going to let you go, Neil, and I'm going to go ahead and jump into like you, and we're going to close it out from there. You take care.
All right. God bless y'all, man, and keep the grind. Keep the grind for real.
No doubt.
Hey. They don't want me on the block no more. They don't want me licking shots no more. But they love me when I'm swigging on the liquor, smoking L, Super C, here to give you what you need. Just a nigga trying to get a little bigger for this moment I proceed. Cause I'm just
I'm like you.
Trying to live that life like you,
I'm like you.
Always roll the dice like you,
I'm like you.
Living on the edge like you,
I'm like you.
Trying to keep my head like you,
I'm like you.
Trying to live that life like you,
I'm like you.
Always roll the dice like you,
I'm like you.
Living on the edge like you,
I'm like you.
Trying to keep my head like you,
I'm like you.
I come from the streets like you. I struggle every day in the hood like you. I'm trying to stack a meal in the bank like you, but I'm still trying to fill my gas tank like you. I party on the weekend just like you. I love buying new things just like you. Haters like to talk about me just like you, but they don't even know I'm on my grind like you. I started from the bottom to the top like you. On the block watching thugs sell the rock like you. It's a flow. I love a new sound like you, but if a rapper whack I turn him off like you. Living in the last days just like you. I represent the have nots just like you. I stretch my money long every day like you, cause I wanna have a good time just like you.
I'm like you.
Trying to live that life like you,
I'm like you.
Always roll the dice like you,
I'm like you.
Living on the edge like you,
I'm like you.
Trying to keep my head like you,
I'm like you.
Trying to live that life like you,
I'm like you.
Always roll the dice like you,
I'm like you.
Living on the edge like you,
I'm like you.
Trying to keep my head like you,
I'm like you.
I love a discount like you. Still paying rent to the Lord like you. Love having sex in the dark like you. But I never walk the streets without my heat like you. Went through the pain and the drama like you. Lost my mother and my brother in this world like you. But now I got a chance to be the best like you. So I'm beating on my chest for success like you. Wishing on a lottery, trying to live seriously. Anger in my soul when the people ain't hearing me. I drop a jewel, conversate like you. Praying for my people locked down like you. Represent my city, hope they love me like you. Praying to my God, no facade like you. Commercialized rappers, I could never be you. Cause I'm following my heart, no fraud like you.
I'm like you.
Trying to live that life like you,
I'm like you.
Always roll the dice like you,
I'm like you.
Living on the edge like you,
I'm like you.
Trying to keep my head like you,
I'm like you.
Trying to live that life like you,
I'm like you.
Always roll the dice like you,
I'm like you.
Living on the edge like you,
I'm like you.
Trying to keep my head like you,
I'm like you.
That was my boy Dante. You can go with like you. It's your girl Nina Capone, the one and only the critic. Mr. Critic, before we go, you know, definitely going, but we can't even get it stopped. And see, Dante, he take over things. That's what he do. He take over the show. He take control of everything. He take control of the environment, right? Like, this is going on here. Shout out to Dante. It was a pleasure speaking with you. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Can't wait to have you back. Do some promo on one of the movies. Matter of fact, all of them. We just going to go ahead and support what he's doing. I'm loving the movement. Not too many like that. Mr. Critic, so what do you think? Before they kick us off here, what do you think? You like him? He gets a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
He gets two big thumbs up because he's grinding. He's working hard just to keep it all going.
That's what's up. So follow your girl, Nina Capone, on Instagram at NinaCapone1. And you can follow Mr. Critic
on Instagram and Twitter at @the_Mr_Critic.
The Critic. The Mr. Critic. That's who we got here, y'all. We about to be up out here. We got about 60 seconds. You can follow us on In the Streets Ready. That's no O. That's INDASTREETRADI. No O. You never know O, you can follow us on Twitter. You can also follow us on Instagram. We just use my regular names on Instagram, so tune in. Holler at me next Tuesday. We're going to keep it turned up. Y'all already know. It's your girl, Nina Capone. I'm going to be back in the studio myself. I'm inspired once again. I'm always inspired by all these wonderful artists that we talk to. Mr. Critic, tell them good night.
night, world.
Good night, y'all. It's your girl. We signing off like this.
It's your girl, Nina Capone, and you are tuned into the hottest station in the world, in the street radio.